The California Department of Fish and Wildlife will host its annual Salmon Information Meeting via webinar tomorrow, Wednesday, February 26th at 10 a.m. The event will cover spawning escapement, ocean abundance forecasts, and management objectives for the 2025 salmon season. The meeting also kicks off a two-month public process to shape sport and commercial ocean fishing regulations. To learn more, we spoke with Emma Keller with CDFW's Marine Region.
Yeah, so the meeting is our annual salmon information meeting webinar. We will be talking about 2024 escapement numbers from the Central Valley and Klamath Basin. The National Marine Fisheries Service will be presenting on ocean abundance forecasts for 2025 and management goals for 2025. So there is when we'll get a good idea of what our salmon numbers are looking like based off of our escapement data. And yeah, the future of salmon fisheries, obviously we want a healthy, sustainable salmon fishery, but we've received preliminary data that suggests that our escapement numbers are pretty low, pretty on par to last year. So, but we will know for sure at our salmon information meeting webinar.
Northern California's salmon populations have been in steady decline due to habitat loss, climate change, and water management issues. This decline isn't just affecting the species. It is also having a major impact on commercial and recreational fisheries. Fishing restrictions and season closures have been implemented to protect dwindling stocks, leading to economic hardships for fishing communities, charter operations, and seafood industries. As conservation efforts continue, stakeholders are working to balance species recovery with the livelihoods that depend on salmon fishing.
Yeah, so our ocean salmon fishery has been closed for the past 2 years. The last time it was closed was in 08 and 09, so it's been quite a while since the salmon fishery has been closed. That's based off our low escapement numbers and low ocean abundance forecast numbers. There is really a variety of factors that contribute to salmon abundance, but one major factor is drought. And it has to do with, you know, how conditions were 3 years prior, because that is the age that salmon migrate back to their rivers of origin. And it was a drought year 3 years ago. But we don't exactly know why we ocean salmon abundance numbers are so low. There's so many factors at play. But yeah, we understand how impactful this is to people who depend on salmon for their livelihood and recreational and commercial ocean salmon anglers.
Tomorrow's virtual salmon information meeting is the beginning of a public process on how fishing seasons are decided.
Yeah, so we are in the preseason process right now. There will be an opportunity for Q&A at the salmon information meeting webinar, and there will be an opportunity for public comment. We will have a survey at the end of our meeting, and then, you know, we'll be headed off to the Pacific Fishery Management Council meetings, where there will also be an opportunity for public comment during the March meeting, which is March 5th through the 11th. And that is the meeting that determines whether or not ocean salmon fisheries are open prior to May 16th. There's also a few Fish and Game Commission meetings that are happening, where there's opportunity for public feedback, and all of that information is posted on our preseason website page.
KMA News asked Keller if she could provide any insight into the current stance of officials on whether a salmon season will take place this year, or if it will face a third consecutive closure.
There's no real insight. We're just really collecting, we're just dealing with the data right now. And the data will be analyzed at the Pacific Fishery Management Council meetings by the Salmon Technical Team, which creates this document called the 2024 Review of Ocean Salmon Fisheries, which will be posted to their website, which will have all the escapement data. So it's a process that is decided between all these different advisory bodies, state, federal, tribal, industry, ocean recreational anglers, general public, and anyone who has an interest in the salmon fishery. But we don't know yet. There may be a chance for small fishing opportunity, but we can't say for sure. Last year, there were regulatory alternatives that were crafted that one of the regulatory alternatives was to have the salmon fishery open for a few days. So there may be something similar to that happening this year, but we can't say for sure.
Tomorrow's annual salmon information meeting will take place online and will cover the 2024 spawner abundances returning to the Central Valley and Klamath basins, 2025 abundance forecasts, and management context guiding the development and implementation of the 2025 ocean salmon fisheries. The public is invited to attend. The meeting will be hosted as a webinar only, and its link will be posted Tuesday morning at wildlife.ca.gov. KMA News will share the link to the agenda on our website at kmud.org. Reporting for Redwood Community Radio, I'm Lauren Schmidt.